Center Against Sexual and Domestic Abuse Assistant Director Eric Alif says in 2010 they assisted 488 individuals. CASDA also housed 119 women and 103 children. She says this year will exceed last year's numbers, but the harsh economy makes funding this assistance difficult.
We have seen some additional cases, but we've also seen victims that choose not to leave because the economy is so tough right now. We see people that are staying and just trying to hunker down and ride out the storm to see when things do turn around, it might be easier to find housing, to find a job, and then live self-sufficiently.
Ashland's New Day Shelter Director, Kathy Roper, says many of the people assisted at the New Day Shelter don't have an independent source of income.
You know, abuse occurs with or without the extra stress, but certainly it makes it more difficult for victims to decide to leave because it's difficult for them to find jobs or to find financial help.
Roper also says it's more difficult for individuals to leave an abusive household with an unemployed spouse spending more time around the home. Roper says the New Day Shelter typically assists about 200 or more people a year. She says there hasn't been a significant increase in cases handled, but she says less funding means longer stays at the shelter and more difficulty handling the cases they do have.
We've had to turn more and more to our community, which I want to stress has been extremely supportive of us for all the years we've been in business, which is 28 years. So far, we have been able to get through. We've been short a lot, but we've gotten through, and I just hope we can keep getting through.
Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio.